The measure proposed by Governor Jim Doyle would increase the state's tipping fee on a ton of solid waste from $3 to $6. It would raise an estimated $38 million for the state. Wisconsin's current tipping fee is lower than most of its Midwest neighbors. Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan says that's why waste haulers in Illinois and Minnesota are dumping more and more of their trash here.
Do we really want Wisconsin to be known for a world-class university system, a quality dairy, and the garbage dump of the Midwest? And right now, in many ways, that's what we are.
Pocan thinks raising the tipping fee will help remedy that, especially along the state's borders. But a nonpartisan analysis suggests there are other factors at play in the garbage market. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says waste hauling contracts and a landfill operator's own tipping fees all play a role in where companies dump their trash. Eagle River Assembly Republican Dan Meyer thinks out-of-state dumping will continue with this fee. But Meyer says Wisconsin businesses will end up getting hurt.
Now, I talked with my local landfill operators. They don't want to see this happen. I talked with my local garbage hauler. He doesn't want to see this happen. He says it puts him at a disadvantage.
Meyer says that's because that small garbage hauler won't be able to lower his own rates to compete with the big guys. The tipping fee increase still needs support from the full legislature to become law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.